The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I visited the Venice Biennale this past May. One of the artworks was the wreck of a fishing boat that sank off the coast of Libya in April 2015 while attempting to carry approximately 850 migrants to Italy. Survivors of the wreck described having been loaded into the belly of the vessel and told to sit on one another's laps, quote, like fish. Only 28 of the ship's passengers survived. Prior to the attempt, many had been struggling as laborers in Libya, a country roiling with its own social upheaval. The exhibition, called Barca Nostra, or Our Ship, is the idea of Swiss-Icelandic artist Christoph Buchel. The press release around the exhibition calls it, quote, a relic of human tragedy, but also a monument to contemporary migration. Having been exhumed, the ship sits on iron risers, so it seems that only now has it managed to float. Various gashes in the hull let light escape, though I imagine on its journey, the interior, packed with people, would have been dark. I don't know what I was expecting to see that afternoon, but I had been eager to stand before the ship, feeling the mix of bereavement and shame that tragedy elicits. Somehow, I imagined evidence of the individual lives lost aboard the ship would be palpable. I think I carried this impression from the stories I've been told of the stench of human suffering that still mars Elmina Castle in Ghana. There, the Portuguese, then the Dutch, then the English enslaved nearly 13 million Africans before loading them as cargo into their ships. Standing before Barca Nostra, I thought of the ways that these different types of forced migration are connected. Viewing the relic made me wish for access to the testimonies of its passengers. Those who survive are stewards of a narrative we all need to hear. I think we must allow ourselves to be moved by these stories of necessity, survival, and of course, loss. Today's poem, Europa Nostra, by Natalie Handel, goes a long way toward satisfying that desire to hear from those whose lives had led them to board that ship. It's a reminder of all the many lives and stories lost, ignored, unreported, denied, and guarded like terrible secrets. In the full sweep of history, those lives and every other are part of a single story. Europa Nostra by Natalie Handel. Now that we are guests in our bodies, how do we survive? Zainab operated a boat to be close to the 103 members of her family who drowned. Bassem learned to speak a language with another alphabet. Atik gathered feathers from trembling snow. Bakim carried splintered glass across 100 mountains. Bina stole prayers from forgotten bodies. Saba held the sound of the drums as if it were breaths. Chinello kept the sun in a folded leaf under a mattress. Roya kept the shadow of the Caspian Sea in the man who needed her. Mikola dreamed a mystery turned cruel by another dream. Maybe the past is the beginning and return is staying absent. Meanwhile, when anyone says, toughen up, look at them until they fade. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
Hi, it's Micah, producer of The Slowdown. One of the best ways you can support The Slowdown is by starting a monthly gift. It's easy on our budget and provides reliable support for the show you love. Pledge to give $5 a month today, and you can pick one of our thank you gifts at slowdownshow.org/donate.